And so the Reaver met its former self, still imprisoned in this corporeal shell. I watched, mesmerized, as the wraith blade uncoiled itself and snaked down the length of the physical blade. Embracing its twin, its mirror self, the Reaver's long-dormant spirit was now fully aroused, and for the first time, I felt the true presence of this other entity, willful, ravenous, and deranged from thousands of years of imprisonment. The Reaver was now in command, and I, now merely its helpless host, felt my soul being leached to restore the blade.